Beginn der Grand Daten sagt das Baba Vas und davon Base. Beginn aber auf Beginn des Master beginnt was ich mache. Well, if you think you're going to say that Irchad Kabinayu, that Blaza holds Irchad and Rabbi Shimon holds Ir is only Trey, but Vama Bechen, Bechen says, Vachul, etc., that according to everyone, you don't have Ir Pachs Mishnai. Says Taisis that it appears to the Ri, Rabbi Yechanan, Ikud Devar, his primary words, Ahach Mishnah, was actually said in this Mishnah. I mean, not like Rashbam says that he doesn't know where he was teaching. And behind the Ka'amar, this is what we say, that Divri HaKoyl, what do you mean, everyone? Who's everyone? Meaning, Haidim Shem Lil, Rabbi Loza, the Ayru Ba'irin, that they're talking about Ayrin, that Rabbi Yechanan qualifies that in Ir Pachas Mishnayim. Ah, la'achilak mishani ha'acha. Therefore, the Gemara does not answer over here. Hanamili, when we say this, heichadik ha'chazaka, the kashrus, because the Gemara could have said that, wait a second. Why didn't the Gemara answer and say that, when did we say that? Only when there's a chazak of kashrus, then okay, iru can't be less than two. I've lechid like a chazak of the kashrus, but when there was no chazak of kashrus, like over here, loy omar, that the Gemara could have answered that we don't say Rabbi Yechanan is teaching only when the person has a cheskes kashrus, then you need two edim. But in our story, we're talking about where the person does not have a cheskes kashrus, so then maybe didn't say it. Could Mishnah like the Gemara actually answer the Perkas Ayuchs and Kedushin of Ayin Gimel and Beis? Kabbin the Menes Chai Eloim Rezeh Koyin, where the midwife is believed to say this one was the Koyin. You can't say that because the Mastin the Halcha Koyin. He's going on our Mishnah, because and that's what takes the qualifying. Because if it was just saying in general, you could differentiate it. Said, oh, maybe he only says that you need at least two people for Iru when there's a Chesed Kashas in contrast over here. Then it says, we're going to say, okay, so given the Mastin the Halcha Koyin, since Rabbi Yechanan's teaching is on the Halacha of our Mishnah. So how does the Gemara ask over there in Kedushin from this? And Totu Beperikam of the Gittin of Tesem and Aleph. Dilma had the Kamer Rabbi Yechanan. Maybe this Rabbi Yechanan says in your Parakas Mishnayim, Hein Mishnayim the Ikka Eid Echad the Makshir, because you have one Eid being Makshir, but if you don't have that, how could the Gemara say that asking on the Brisa that you see error is effective on the trustworthiness of the Mialedes or that it's effective on the get, but could be the Rav Yechon didn't say his words only in a situation where, like in our sugya, that there's a koil of psul and one echad can be machshir, then you say that, okay, then you can't do error only with two witnesses, but maybe without that. So maybe error of one would be effective. So it says, what you can say is that Gemara Yoda, the Gemara knew that Rabbi Yechanan may be a masik. Rabbi Yechanan is talking about like we come out, the Yotzel of Koil Shuhu Ben Gurusha, that the word got out that he's a Ben Gurusha. V'akach bo'eid, and then it comes along one witness, the Machshir, l'hasra koil, to remove the rumor. V'asa betray, v'chulu, and then two witnesses came along, etc. So in spite of the fact that the Gemara knew that, in other words, that Rabbi Yechanan was only talking about a situation where there was a Kol Psul and then one Eid being Machshir and then two Eidim Psul. The Gemara understood that the reason for the words of Rabbi Yechanan was said specifically in such a situation because the Eid Echad that's being Machshir and the Kol that's invalid from the beginning is like it's not there and it's like it's already bottled when the witnesses who come to Psul after that. And that is in spite that Rabbi Yechanan requires that the two witnesses to be Psul. It's obvious that in all situations that Eid Echad would not be effective to invalidate. And B'kai Gavna Amar B'yichan, that's when B'yichan says the Ein Pachas Mishnayim, that there's no error less than two witnesses. B'avagav the Eid Echad Shehichshir, now even though you have the one Eid that's being Machshir B'Kol, that's Kales no Dam, it's like it's not there anymore. Eid Gerdua min HaKol, because the actual Eid Echad is actually less effective than the Kol. Loy hachazaka, without the chazaka, should a koil paisel, but eid in the paisel, as we find that a koil invalidates, but one eid will not invalidate. So that the reason why the Gemara understood that they're both like they're non-existent, and therefore that's why that answer takes the question and says, oh, maybe here it's different because you have the eid echad. No, because the eid echad is less than the koil that invalidates, because the koil has a koil to invalidate a koil, an eid does not. And if that's the case, most definitely, it's not the eight echad that's overpowering and better. Rather, it's just batel, and therefore the kind remains with the cheskes kasha in the beginning, and therefore the Gemara does not differentiate on this point, and therefore asks from the teaching of Yechanan, and it's not any different because of the eight echad that's being makshir. We can just begin with the words the Gemara in error pachas mishnayim. There's no error less than two. Which like bola fuke, it's only come to exclude el eid echad. Only it's come to exclude eid echad. Avokol, but actually the word getting out, place actually does it now. The skin like the more comes out. So this that we're saying it needs two, is referring to ear versus one, but not coming to exclude the halacha of koil. Like it says, master begin with the words of the Gemara, v'nafik ole kala v'achsine, and the koil went out. And we demoted him. The Gemara is saying that although this Kayin was Mukhzeh B'Kahuna from his father's, the Kohel that is a Psula Ben Grish Mechalutza, so we downgrade him. So Tzai says, Lav Davka Chsine. It's not necessarily that they demoted him. Eliklem rather means Tzai is Memele Yard. By default, he went down on his own. And by finding out, maybe he's a Ben Gurusha. Because it was precise that they demoted him, why would they promote him back? Because lose the best, but there's a disgrace to court. But like maybe you can't say like it's lose, there's no degradation, they do a baseball only when they downgrade him two times. It's not true. The Shmaitz Mulchach from this sugi, it's obvious. Even one time is Zilusa. Or you have another person, you could say, no, Hayrad the Gemurah come. No, the truth is, it was a total demotion. But still, like is losing the bezin. El hechad they do. That's only when they take him down on the eidus through testimony, which is definitive. But when you take him down because of the rumors, like is losing no degradation. Because that's only from the interim till we verify. Next time, master begin the words. The gemara vasachat tzadik baskine. And then came along another eid echad. Came along an eid echad after the kol, and we put him back up. I have avakav them in Perek Magash, although the Gemara doesn't get enough payal from an aleph. The Lame of the Nikola, that we don't nullify the rumors Gabi Gurush Lakain regarding a divorce to a kain. That's different. Mishum Disle Takana, because there's a remedy. She can marry a non kain. Aloch over here, the Ilam is sick, delay. If we don't upgrade him, Pasal Oilam, he's going to be invalid forever. So Mavat, and therefore Mavat Lakal with this Eid Echad. Or Yinami. And additionally, you can say, but Truman Jabani Kilo, since only regarding Rabbinic Truman that we're talking about, is Manazem. So therefore, they would make him. Kinnik says maschol. So it begins the Gemara. Then anan maskin leif. We take him back up. So the Gemara says after the additional eid echad came to validate him. So it's two against two, and therefore he means with his cheskes kashrus that his father was a kain. Says Taisis, okay. The kaduka trebadi tre. So you're saying it's two against two. Vokah gabra achazak, and the man stays with his chazak and the mukzlan that we had known the of kain who that his father was a kain. But for Tame, it's a wonder, because the main paragraph of Gedush and Gemara says, and Gedush and Zemach Vav Menav Kavayani, a melech, by King Yanai, that Vivukash Vlay Nimtza. They checked, and they couldn't find out the situation with his mother. Echidami. And now, Elim, what's it talking about? Elim, the Trey, Amri Ishtaba, if it's that because two witnesses said his mother was taken captive, which would invalidate her, and her son from Kahuna. The Trey, Amri, and two said, Lo Ishtabish was not taken captive, or Trey, Trey, you know. That's two against two. Maichas de Samchahani, what is he to rely on these? Samchahani rely on these. And Bamai Lenim, so why saying like, okay, we don't know what to do? Well, it's pretty clear what to do, because you can't rely on any one more than the other. And we can't rely on the Makshir more than those who are saying it's possible. So it says, "Bahash my kapara." What's the Gemara asking? But the other, to the contrary, Islam lemeimu. We should say, "Uki tre badi tre." Yeah, do good two against two. Voki gaber chazake. The man should remain with his chazaka. Voki yana cheskezima, and therefore yana should remain with the chazaka of his mother. The lo yishta boy that should not take captive, and therefore he should be kosher. Now, perish hasam bekuntres. Rashi explains over there that the cheskezaim, no, the chazaka of his mother. Would not help to validate Yanai. Because the witness is not coming to validate the mother from Kuna, they would come to testify for Yanai. So the chazak of the mother would not help for Yanai.
So it says, that does not seem to be correct to the Ruda, because the lama lo yol ches kaseim leben. Why would the chazak of the mother not help with the son? Since it's not possible to be shteim ksher, that the mother should be kasher, and lo yaben kasher, unless the son can be kasher. But moreover, the hacha over here, avagav da leben, although regarding the son, meidin lo faslai, they're testifying to him, v'aldirim, mahan le ches kase ablach shirai, it helps the chazak of the father, as we're seeing here in our Gemara, to validate him. So when they're the read, it appears to the read, the time of the reason is Mishun the Miskin Perik Dalarach, the Gemara comes out, Yavamas of Lamanav, the whole tray, the halach of two against two is still have a Svikid Rabban. Rabbinically, it's still a problem. Ve'im Nam have a Svikid Rabban, but the mother also has this rabbinic doubt. Lochi Parachasim, that's why the Gemara asks, but there's some Chahani. Rely on these, because in the Hidim in the Rais, I mean, Oki Trey, Badi Trey, you're right, although biblically we say it's two against two, and Oki it's a Chazaka, and the woman remains with a Chazaka, Mekamakim Rabban, Yeshla Pasla, rabbinically we should invalidate her. But here, since we're only discussing regarding rabbinic Truma, Kilo, Tiraba, Betray, Betray, they were lenient to permit her with two against two, meaning this this son, Ulokme a Chazaka, and to remain with his Chazaka. Vadam Aleel, this is what the Gemara said previously. On the Vlaman Alpha Mbase. Shnaim are Mbase. If two people say the husband died, Bez are Mbase, two people say didn't die, etc. We say, well, Nisbach Kachboy, then, but let's say she got married and the witnesses come. Then the Allah is like, Taitse, she doesn't have to leave. Now, Avakav the Trey, even though, wait, if it's two against two, it's Trey Drabani, it's a rabbinic doubt. Umidirai says, Lemukma Chazake, and therefore, wait a second, biblically, that means he should remain with his Chazake, the husband. Or the woman that in that case, Davi Isha says that she's a married woman from her first husband. Therefore, he lotzes. So she should have left. Even though she's getting married to one of her witnesses. So Amir and Tami says no. The Asi Chazaka, there is another Chazaka, the Daiko Mintsava, as the Gemara says in Yivam Tavtzadi Gimel, that a woman checks very well to make sure her husband's really dead, and only then does she get married. And umara cheskaseisha says, and therefore it's a flaw in the other chazaka of being a married woman, and therefore if she's already married, she doesn't leave. But then it says, if we begin to say, it is, as take a second, like it says, ki ikabez edim. It's not true when there's two witnesses, which there is that he died. Loidaika, she's not so precise. Why? Because the leka chaim rebeseifer, because she doesn't have any big collateral at the end. Kedam bisharab, like the Mordechai says, within the pezayin rebeis. If she gets married without the court sanctioning, she's actually permitted to go back to her original husband. And Parashas and the Gemara explains it with the Hindu, what that means. A case is the Eidim, she got married with witnesses, because she didn't need permission. The witnesses testified for her. So if that's the case, so she's not afraid, so she's not going to check so well. So why is this a flaw in the Cheskeseh Shazish? Since they're contradicting each other, there is a stringency. Im Tamatach is Baila. If she's going to remain with her husband, betain is barishla, with her definite claim. In other words, she looks at it as severe, because ultimately, it's not just two witnesses, there's also two witnesses contradicting, so she really she does do her due diligence, that because ultimately, she's going it based on her definite claim. And yeah, even if she relies on them, and she gets married, and then her husband comes afterwards, then, you know, she could go back to him. But then it says, but then we're going to say, now, Beis Aimrim Nisgarsha. Let's say two people say she got divorced. Beis Aimrim Nisgarsha, and two say she's not divorced. Question is, Amayla, Teitze, why does she not have to leave Benisiz Vakach Bo'edim if she got married already, and then witnesses come along and say that she's not divorced? Haloi Daika, she was not precise, because Davka Bemeisu the Daika, it's specifically regarding his death that she checks into very well. She Yareya, she's afraid, Shema Yaveh, because maybe he's going to come. Everyone's going to know that he didn't die. And she's not believed to say that she got divorced. Because when it's not in front of her husband, she is audacious. Moreover, and especially when there's witnesses supporting him, so then why, by the case of Nisgarsha, do we say that she doesn't leave? We can say that in the regarding this daika, she does check into. Umar Cheskes Eishes says, and therefore the Chazak of Eishes is flawed. Because she's always afraid Shem Yuzmu or Yivsolim Megazlanus. Meaning she doesn't really rely on the second pair of witnesses that support her, because she's afraid that maybe people can do Hazama to them, or going to validate them by saying that they're false witnesses of Gazlanim, and therefore she really does her own due diligence, even by the case of Niskarsha, that she was divorced. Then it says, Rim Temri going to say, Lamait lo yoda. According to what the Gemara didn't yet know yet, and the Gemara's Havamin, the Ba'ima Barili Iri that we're talking about, where she said, no, I know for sure that my husband died. My come, what's the Gemara saying? He kufa ba'ashim toli kaima what? Oh, so wait a second, how's she getting married? She herself should have ba'ashim toli. She doesn't know if she's sinning or not. She doesn't know if she's divorced or not. So how could she stay married? Havalamemer, what the Gemara should have said that actually b'chatz is kaima. To the contrary, it's not just ba'ashim toli. It's actually a chatas because you're saying that rabbinically this trey and you're meaning with the chazaka, the cheskes hsish. So she b'chayv never seen be a chatas if she does by mistake, because based on the chazaka, she for sure was over an iser by this
marriage.
Yeshem says we can say is the parah. The Gemara is asking, no, a fil on noimar. Even if it said the trey have a sveiket deraisa, that it would be a biblical doubt. That meaning that even in the Torah, there's no chazaka.
Kedepish beperk dalarach, and as the Gemara explains with the nevelam and avam and aleph, become mukum. Let's say even so, you're right. That's not the case. But that's what we're saying. Even so, but ashram kaim, we're saying, well, she's still at least bechav ashram tali. But you're right. But really, it's actually even a chatas, because the whole halacha of tshuva is only rabbinic, and midrashi really is a cheskes hsheis. And Mein Lahar says, we don't have to be lengthy about this, but Ksubis on the Chavav and Beis, the Maschanan, Perashti, I explained length regarding this case of Trey.